This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There is a civil war that is taking place inside our government right now. And Donald Trump is leading the charge for the good guys. This is Mike Adams. Welcome to the Trump.news update. Check out Trump.news for all coverage of Donald Trump's presidency. And I'm going to give you my analysis of the civil war that's taking place. You know, one of his campaign slogans was drain the swamp. And drain the swamp, I knew at the time, I talked about this in many, many podcasts before the election, in which I predicted Donald Trump's victory, by the way, on the record, said he was going to win with 100% confidence or near 100% confidence, knew he was going to win, called it weeks before, months before, and even the night before, called it yet again in an article on naturalnews.com. And in much of my pre-election coverage, I warned you that if Trump won, it was going to be just the beginning of the real battle, the real fight to save America. Because as I warned, that even if Trump won, he was going to be resisted, even targeted as an enemy by the bureaucracy. You see, the federal bureaucracy exists as a beast all its own. It's like a cancer tumor inside a body. The tumor, in fact, that's a really great metaphor, come to think of it, because a cancer tumor engages in a process called angiogenesis. And in angiogenesis, it builds blood supply to itself. It actually sends out chemical signals so that blood vessels grow and form anew so that a blood supply gets pumped to itself. So now the tumor has more resources, and it grows bigger and bigger and starts to divide more and more and tries to take over the body and kills the system. Well, what does big government do? It passes more laws, raises more taxes, engages in more confiscation to have a larger supply of resources to itself so that it can grow like a tumor, so that it can divide and conquer like a tumor. And ultimately, just like a cancer tumor, big government kills the patient, in this case, the patient being the nation. In both cases, you have to excise the tumor. You have to stop the tumor from growing and taking over. You got to cut off the resources to the tumor. And Donald Trump described that as essentially draining the swamp. And he's already begun to drain the swamp. He's cut regulations. He said he's going to fire up to, well, or lay off or downsize, whatever, maybe up to 20%. Of the government spending, which would involve a lot of cuts of useless and incompetent government employees and so on. So he's doing the job of a great surgeon. He's like you could call him like Dr. Trump. He's in there cutting out, he's starting to cut out the cancer tumor. Just beginning to save the patient, which is America. Now the problem is that this cancer tumor fights back. Imagine if your cancer tumor were like the alien beast inside your chest, and as you started to cut it out, this alien came out and tried to attack you, right, from the movie, well, the series, Aliens. That's what the bureaucracy is like in Washington. It's like an alien that's been living inside your chest, and it's trying to take over and kill you, because that's what bureaucracies do. They just want to get bigger and bigger and more powerful and destroy liberty, destroy freedom, destroy individual rights, everything. They want to conquer and dominate, and ultimately in doing so, they always end up killing the nation or killing the freedoms or killing the patient. So as Dr. Trump is taking a scalpel to the alien inside the chest, this alien is fighting back in every way it knows how. That's the civil war that we're seeing inside the bureaucracy. That's the leaks of the transcripts of his talks with Mexico, selective leaks, which is, by the way, a violation of law. And I'll talk in a minute about how Trump is going to be making mass arrests inside the federal government. That's something that's coming up. I'll talk about that in a second. But there are other examples of this. There are bureaucrats like these federal judges that are reversing his travel bans. The travel ban, which is not a Muslim ban, that is a lie. Every news organization that has said Muslim ban is reporting fake news. And the attempt to overturn his executive order, by the way, by that federal judge, is really borderline treason as well. And what you're going to see more and more bureaucrats committing acts of treason from within. They think nothing of that because, let's face it, the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton herself was a criminal operation at the highest order. We're talking assassinations, we're talking murder of political opponents, going way back into Arkansas with Bill Clinton. You know, we're talking money laundering, hacking operations actually done by people on the payroll of enemies of Trump and so on. I mean, we are talking about George Soros being an international terrorism money man who is funding the fake protests, who's actually funding the executions of police officers through front groups like Black Lives Matter and so on and so forth. There's a long list of serious crimes, high crimes of treason that have been committed by Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, the selling of her influence, the bribery, the corruption, and again, the murders. I mean, it just goes on and on. I can assure you that the Trump administration has not forgotten those crimes. And I can assure you that the Trump administration is going to war. They've already gone to war. They are going to root out the traitors and the treasonous anti-American leftists who still exist inside the bureaucracy. In fact, in many places, they dominate the bureaucracy. Trump is going to root them out. He's going to have some of them arrested. He's going to have some of them charged with crimes. And the left is going to scream and scream and scream, just like the alien coming out of your chest that you're trying to cut out. When you attack a system of deep corruption and evil and criminality, that system is going to go all out to use every weapon possible to try to destroy you or stop you. And that's why the media has gone on an all-out assault against first candidate Trump and now President Trump. Just printing lie after lie after lie. They have no interest in fact-checking anything. It's no longer even, I mean, they don't even pretend to be the news anymore. All they do is they fabricate false accusations that might sound real, and they run with that as news. We're talking about the Washington Post. We're talking about CNN, of course, the New York Times, MSNBC, The Atlantic has joined in this total nonsense, literally fabricating fake news by the hour across all these organizations, just inventing the fakiest news that you can imagine and pushing it out there as fact. And then the minute they push it out as fact, one of them, then all the others pick it up and repeat it. And then all of a sudden, after the lie gets repeated by five or six of these organizations, it's called truth. And then Snopes comes out and says, yeah, it's true. See, the Washington Post reported it. CNN reported it. New York Times reported it. Hey, it's all just the same lie repeated by the same complete propaganda rags that are at war with Trump. You know, the New York Times is the alien in your chest. The Washington Post is the alien. The CNN, you know, it's the alien. It's the creature that's trying to destroy you. It's the tumor. It's the cancer of our society. The left-wing media, not the free press, by the way. The free press is the answer to all this, but the left-wing media is not the free press. But what I'm saying is the left-wing media is a cancer on our society. And if we are going to save our nation, we are going to have to cut this cancer out and destroy it. You know how you attack a cancer tumor? Sometimes they use radiation. Sometimes they use chemotherapy poison. Sometimes they use different kind of surgical techniques to cut it out. We're going to have to use some different techniques. We the people and the Trump administration to get rid of this cancer tumor that is destroying American society. I want you to think about this. The mainstream media, by knowingly lying about this travel ban, this temporary, basically it's background checks for travelers coming in. But the media lied about it deliberately and called it a Muslim ban, even though it's not a ban on Muslims. In fact, there are many Muslim countries that aren't even included in the ban, such as Indonesia and Saudi Arabia and so on. 90% of the world's population of Muslims is not affected by this ban. So it couldn't possibly be a Muslim ban. Why do they call it a Muslim ban? They do it deliberately because they want to outrage Muslims overseas so that they will attack America. So that, you see, CNN is so anti-America. CNN is a traitorous organization. I've called them journo-terrorists. CNN is knowingly pushing the Muslim ban lie because they know that it's going to cause more sleeper cell terrorist organizations overseas to send in sleeper cells disguised as refugees or disguised as immigrants or disguised as students who are going to go set off bombs and kill Americans, engage in mass shootings, mass poisonings, who knows, maybe a dirty bomb. CNN is actively recruiting, in effect, terrorists to come into America and attack America and cause mass bloodshed on American soil. CNN is engaged in treason. Pure and simple. CNN is a journo-terrorism organization. Plain and simple. CNN must be cut out like a cancer tumor. They have to be stopped. They are destroying America deliberately. They're pushing out fake lies about racism, hoaxes, falsely reporting KKK when it's just imaginary, made up by some paranoid leftist. They are whipping up race wars, falsely reporting things to create anger among leftists while making sure that they always leave out news that would be something positive about about Donald Trump or about Kellyanne Conway or about Steve Bannon. CNN is a treasonous, anti-American, terrorist recruiting organization. They are a clear and present danger to America, and they are just one of many traitorous organizations that's actually run by many communists, actual communists, Fidel Castro-loving, left-wing, radical, not just socialist, but communist. They despise America's liberties. They despise anyone who fights for liberty, like Donald Trump. They despise America's founding fathers. They hate the American flag. They love to burn the flag. And they are pawns of George Soros. And their goal is to destroy America, destroy the Trump administration, destroy the Constitution, and see America overrun by communists and possibly terrorists. And the destruction of Christianity, if you want to add that in there as well. I mean, it's all part of the KGB plan. I've talked about this. Yuri Bezmenov put forth this plan. He described it in the 1980s. Remember, he was a former KGB agent. His job was propaganda, okay? And then he escaped the Soviet Union. He came to the United States, and he started giving speeches about how the Soviet Union would subvert and take over a nation. And there was a very specific 4-point plan. And I looked at that plan. I actually scripted out his entire presentation because I wanted to understand how the left was destroying America using Soviet-style tactics. And I found out that we are in stage 3 of 4. That through the Obama years, the leftists got us through about 75% of the subversion plan that the Soviets used to destroy and take over any targeted nation. And the United States of America is the targeted nation now. And they've almost succeeded. In fact, if Trump hadn't been elected, they would have succeeded. It would have been over. Hillary Clinton was the final nail in the coffin of the complete globalist takeover, the communist takeover, the borderless nations takeover of America. If Hillary Clinton had won, it was going to be over. Over for America, the Republic, come to an end at that point, if Hillary had won. Thank God. Thank God she was defeated. Thank God Donald Trump just barely pulled out the victory. And when I thank God, I mean that literally. I think there was some actual divine influence here, that America deserves a chance to save itself, and that we have more than just material forces at work trying to help us have the courage and have the willingness to speak the truth and the willingness to stand our ground, the willingness to protect our borders against terrorism, the willingness to just tell the truth, the willingness to call out the lies of the fake news media like CNN, the willingness to stand behind a champion of liberty and truth and freedom who now occupies the White House. And that champion is fighting for us, even risking his life, risking his reputation. He's probably getting no sleep. I mean, you think it's easy what he's doing? It might be the toughest job in the world. With everybody hating on him constantly, lying about him constantly. My God, we are lucky to have a man like that willing to step up and do something that's right for America. We will never see a champion of freedom like Donald Trump again, probably in our lifetimes. The closest we ever got to this was Ross Perot. Back in, 1992, I believe. Ross Perot didn't have the courage to see it through. He had some right ideas, but he was threatened. Remember, they threatened his daughter, threatened his family, and he bowed out. You think Donald Trump's family hasn't been threatened? You bet they have. You think Donald Trump doesn't know that the system is trying to kill him, literally kill him, murder him every single day? You bet he knows that. And that's why he's going to war inside the system. He's not going to tweet about this. This is behind the scenes. This is the internal civil war. And you can bet Steve Bannon is also right there with him, leading the charge against the enemy machine gun nest. It's like Donald Trump and Steve Bannon with grenades in each hand, just rushing the enemy nest, tossing grenades in there, causing total mayhem among the enemies that are trying to destroy America. And that's the correct image of what's happening. And thank God that the executive powers of this country grant the President of the United States extraordinary powers to carry out his will across the executive branch. Now, of course, the judicial branch can give him a lot of trouble. But we've got Gorsuch now going into the Supreme Court, and maybe another justice pretty soon, too. Now, then there's the legislative branch. But, you know, at least there are Republican majorities right now in the House and the Senate. Not that they're 100% cooperative with Donald Trump. And frankly, many Republicans in the House and Senate are weak, pathetic, snowflake cowards and traitors, like John McCain is an actual traitor to America on George Soros's payroll through indirect donations. I'm not too sure about Paul Ryan either, for that matter, but I'm telling you, the bureaucracy is at war with Donald Trump, and yet Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, if they can stay alive, they're going to win this. And you know why? You know why they're going to win? Because they've got citizens like you and me backing them up as well. They've got a majority of citizens across America. And when I say majority, I mean it. Who understand that, who want Trump in power and who want to shut down the corrupt status quo. And those of you who say, well, he's not a majority, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Not if you take out the illegals, she didn't. And that's the whole point. You have to get the illegals out of the voting system. And believe me, before 2 years is up, before the midterm elections, we got to have nationwide voter ID laws in place. We got to deport illegal criminal aliens. We got to arrest the mayors of so-called sanctuary cities because they are aiding and abetting criminal felons. They need to be marched out of office in handcuffs. And this is why I'm predicting, by the way, we are going to see Trump make a number of key arrests inside the government in positions, perhaps even threatening mayors with arrests, which would be appropriate in the sanctuary city cases, perhaps even threatening, I think, the sheriff of Travis County, if I'm not mistaken, is now a sanctuary city person. Her nickname is Sanctuary Sally, and she just released 40 criminal illegals in Austin to go cause more total mayhem, commit more crimes in Austin. And Governor Abbott is going full force against her, by the way. He's saying, no, we're gonna shut this bullcrap down. Go Abbott. Go Abbott. And by the way, I support Greg Abbott for president one day too. Maybe after Trump finishes 8 years, we could have Abbott for 8 years. If there's even an America left, I'm not exactly sure we're going to have a nation left. Just because of the economic warfare that's going to be waged against America, the globalists, the central banks, I've covered that in another podcast. I don't have time to get into it here. What I'm telling you is, though, there's going to be a massive civil war inside the government, because that is part of draining the swamp. It is exactly what needs to happen. And the media is going to lie and scream. The cry bullies are going to burn books, and they're going to smash windows, and they're going to tear up their local Starbucks, which I don't give a crap if they tear up their local Starbucks. Go for it. The cry bullies are going to go nuts. The media is going to go nuts. You know, there's going to be a lot of people getting freaking out and getting angry. And again, it's because Dr. Trump is slicing the alien cancer tumor out of the system. And once he achieves that, and this is the final point I'm going to make here. Once he achieves that, you fast forward 1, 2, or 3 years, things are going to settle down, because he's going to have achieved quite a lot of eliminating the cancer tumors and eliminating the traitors inside the system. And government's going to be smaller. Yeah, going to be smaller. And some former Obama employees or bureaucrats or Clinton fans, Clinton co-conspirators inside the system, they're going to be rotten in jail, as they should. There should be a couple hundred criminal indictments against Obama administration regime officials, not the least of whom is Lois Lerner and Eric Holder. The guy ran the guns, Operation Fast and Furious, gun running operation, an illegal operation to try to blame the Second Amendment by causing gun violence. That's the way Democrats operate. They are evil. They don't care how many people have to die for them to gain power so they can justify more growth of the cancer tumor of big government. And Donald Trump knows, he knows all this, by the way. He is a very smart, very informed individual. And Donald Trump knows how evil Clinton was, or is. She's not dead yet. I guess I need to say present tense, is. She's still evil. Donald Trump knows how evil Obama is. He knows that Obama was an anti-American Muslim, an actual sleeper cell. Donald Trump knows that Obama's birth certificate was faked. But Donald Trump has to translate things into terms that are socially acceptable by the dumbed down masses. And that's why you're not going to hear Trump discussing, you know, the inner tactics and strategies of the civil war against the bureaucracy. You're not going to hear Donald Trump really talk about how to drain the swamp. He will describe it in general terms that the public can possibly barely grasp. I mean, let's face it. Most Americans have no clue what is happening in their own government, in their own nation, in their world. Most people are oblivious. And that's the right term. Capital O, oblivious to reality. They're watching the other O, Oprah. They think that's reality. But the real reality is oblivious to them. That's how lost they are. They're completely mindless. Most of them are zombies, actual zombies, and banging their drums and marching against the Milo Yiannopoulos and calling him a fascist while they burn books and beat women with flagpoles, and they call Milo someone that they can't tolerate, because they're so tolerant they can't tolerate his hate speech while they're literally chemically assaulting women with pepper spray and so on. It's all so insane, but it is going to come to a conclusion. Trust me on this point. What you're seeing right now isn't going to last year after year after year, because we the people, with the help of Donald Trump and the help of people like Steve Bannon, who, by the way, is a great American hero, that guy deserves every medal of freedom that you could come up with. These people are going to defeat evil. They're going to defeat the radical communist left. With our help, they're going to keep defeating the liars and the traitors and the subversives inside the government and inside the media and everywhere you go. And if anybody from the Trump team is listening, I just want to tell you, I'm the publisher of Trump.News, and the reason I own Trump.News is because I saw all this coming. Registered it, you know, like a year and a half ago. I knew that Trump was going to win, and I wanted to be there to be part of this victory and to help fight for the big battle that Trump is now taking on. And I want all of you to know that we, the people, are with you. We are determined. We are passionate. We are educated. We are informed. We have our own resources to help you in this fight. We cannot be swayed. We cannot be threatened. And when I say we, I'm talking about a lot of us in the independent media. You know, there's myself, there's Matt Drudge, there's Alex Jones, there's so many other websites as well. People who are fighting for freedom and liberty and justice and to overthrow the corrupt status quo system. We are the new media. We are the rising media. We have the new solutions. We have the audience now. Our audiences are bigger than MSNBC by a long shot. Did you know that just Trump.news alone is now almost at 1 million unique visitors a month? Just out of nowhere. And we've also got Whitehouse.news, by the way. And we've got Gorsuch.news. We're going to be covering Gorsuch and the hearings and some of his achievements and so on. We, the people, are fighting for real truth, for real justice, for real America. And you don't have to, we don't need orders from headquarters. We don't need funding from the government. We got it covered. We're covering the flanks, okay? You keep charging up the middle. We got your flanks covered. We're going to keep fighting for you. You just keep charging up the middle, taking out the enemy machine gun nest, blowing up the enemy's tanks, rooting out the traitors and treasonous asshats that are communists in disguise working at CNN and the Washington Post and everywhere else. We got you covered everywhere else. So we're going to keep working. We're going to keep innovating. We're expanding. We're hiring people constantly. We're increasing our own manufacturing. We're building a massive new facility for our online store. We have our own private laboratory. We're doing world-class laboratory analysis of environmental science to have a clean food supply. The kind of diet that Tom Brady eats is the kind of diet that I promote, by the way. And that's why we keep kicking ass. I mean, I'm almost 50 years old. People look at my picture, they think I'm like 39 or something. And I'm going to be here a long time fighting for liberty. And we do it for all the right reasons, because we are Americans. I am a Texan. We know that the future belongs to those who demand liberty and demand accountability and demand honest representation in Washington, not the kind of corrupt, criminal, treasonous network of anti-American assholes who've been running the system for the last 8 years under Obama. It's time for real change. And it's time to expose the liars and crooks and criminals inside the Clinton Foundation and inside the Obama administration and everywhere else. We're going to keep fighting. So spread the word, folks. Check out Trump.news for daily news updates on President Trump and his team kicking ass for America. And also check out, of course, my main website, naturalnews.com, for updates on everything from superfoods and nutrition to preparedness and survival. Because things are going to get crazy. Things are going to get so out of control in the short term, but a few years down the road, you're going to be glad. You're going to be so glad that you elected Donald Trump, because he's the only one. He's the only one in our lifetime who is willing to stand up and fight for the things that matter for our future. Thanks for listening. Check out healthrangerreport.com for more podcasts. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values,
on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.